Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Z. Welcome to the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here live here on BBS Radio. Welcome in, everybody, today. It's my first show here on BBS Radio. We're going to be live here, and we're going to be talking about a lot of new topics here. I'm testing everything out. I hope we're doing well here. Are we still there, sir? Can you hear me? Oh, man, looks like I lost my call. Are we there? Oh. All righty. I'm just trying. I'm new at this, folks, so bear with me here. This is Mr. Z with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I'm live here on the show today. We have a very exciting show today. We have Miss Libby Gill is going to be our author on the day. Libby, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Z.
Thank you for being my first guest, my lady. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Congratulations on your brand new show.
Thank you. We're here on BBS Radio, and I'm very excited to be here. Did you hear my music when I came in by any chance?
I did. It was fabulous.
I'm working on this new technology out, and I'm so happy to have you as my first host here on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And you can catch me on Ustream Radio, Ustream TV as well, too. If anybody wants to catch Mr. Z on Ustream and see my pretty face, go to Ustream TV, okay? .com, Clever Minds. So, Libby, tell me, how have you been, ma'am? How have you been?
I've been great. Since we last spoke, boy, I think I've probably traveled from one end of the country to the other, talking to people about getting unstuck and getting their lives on track, getting their businesses ramped up. So it's all good.
Well, one thing about the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show, it's all about a positive. It's never about anything negative. We'll return everything negative into a positive. Libby, do me a favor. Tell everybody who you are and how to get in touch with you, please.
Sure. Well, I'm Libby Gill. I'm an author, a business coach, and a brand strategist. You can reach me on my website at LibbyGill.com. Just go to my contact page. You can send me an email there or send it directly to me at Libby@LibbyGill.com. And tell me that Mr. Z sent you, and I'll get right back to you.
Oh, you hear that, folks? She said, say that I sent her, okay? Definitely. Well, today, folks, since we have a premiere day here on the BBSradio.com, I'm going to tell everybody about myself a little bit. I am Mr. Z. I'm a motivational speaker. I am not an author. And here's what I do on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I bring happiness, joy, and a smile. I do not prescribe any prescriptions, or I do not do any healing physically. I can heal you emotionally, hopefully, in life, and get you on the right path so you can direct yourself, get down to the journey that you need to go down. Everybody has a journey in life, and sometimes we get derailed. Sometimes we catch ourselves in a bunch of weeds, and we feel like we're not going on the right path. Sometimes going down that weeded path is the right path to go down, because not everybody travels down the path of success all the time. Am I right with that, Libby?
Yes, for sure.
And definitely. So today, folks, I'm going to let Miss Libby Gill definitely kind of take over the show a little bit, because I have her for the whole hour, and she's going to go through a whole bunch of topics for me today, and she's give me some notes to ask her about, and we're going to really, really make the show very, very exciting. So, Libby, go for it, and let's have at it. So what inspired? Okay, what inspired you to write your new book?
Well, you know, I'd spent a lot of years in the corporate world. I was head of corporate communications and public relations at Universal Studios and Sony Pictures Entertainment, and also Turner Broadcasting. And I also did the brand strategy and the PR strategy behind the launch of the Dr. Phil Show. So I had a pretty fun career for a long time, but I got to a point after I'd been in the same business for about, almost 20 years that I felt like I'd worked really hard, but I kind of wanted to know what was over the next hill. I'd sort of worn out my welcome in my corporate life, and I wanted to see what was next for me. But it was a little scary to contemplate that. I had a good job, a corner office. You know, I also had a mortgage and two kids to raise. So it was a little frightening to think of what that next risk would entail. And I spent a lot of time sort of arguing with myself about whether I should just stay where I was and be happy with it, or if there was something else, something new, something different for me. And I finally decided I needed to just kind of jump off that ledge and hope there was a net down there. So I was definitely stuck. Before I made that decision, I'd gotten to the point where, as much fun as my job could be, I've launched so many television shows. I've worked with talk show hosts from Jerry Springer to Dr. Phil, and launching and promoting shows from Married with Children to Law and Order. So I'd really run the gamut in the entertainment world of doing a lot of really interesting things. But I had this sense that there was something else, you know, after all these years. And it was a really difficult decision to make. I'd put on a lot of weight. I'd put on an extra 25 pounds, which was not like me. I was
You're sexy, though. I'm looking at your picture. How you put on 20 pounds? Look like you're the attractive person who will never do that.
Oh, I did. I kept it. I got it off and kept it off, though. So that was a good thing. No, you know, just daily stress. Daily stress, dealing with deadlines and finally feeling like I need a new place in the world. And, you know, when you know, when there's something sort of itching at you and you just don't pay attention to it, it comes out in other ways, whether that's you drink too much, you get sloppy with your finances, you put on weight, you know, all these other things, because you're just trying to numb yourself a little bit so you can ignore that thing that's gnawing away at you. And for me, it was this desire to write books, to be an entrepreneur, to do more teaching and working directly with people, because what I loved in the corporate world was training my staff. I always had the biggest staff of the youngest, greenest kids, and it was my job to create a path to success for them. And I took it really seriously. I felt like it wasn't just what they could do for our division or for the organization, but what did it mean in their own lives? So there were kids that I helped get there, buy their first homes, and I would see them through, you know, marriage, kids. Some of them went from studio to studio to studio with me, and we really spent our formative business years together. And I took that really, really as a real responsibility, but it was also a real honor to help these people grow and thrive. And you probably know this, Mr. Z, but the entertainment world is not as warm and fuzzy as you might think.
Look at Charlie Sheen right now.
Man. Well, those are the kinds of problems I dealt with all the time. And you can imagine, that gets old after a while. So my department, my staff, we were like this little island. And, you know, helping convince kids that they got a good deal on a house or helping them sort of adjust to newly married life, all of those things became really important, and I really saw that there was this holistic approach to life that the corporate world didn't always let you have. And people really had to kind of check who they were when they walked into the office door. And I'm not saying you should whine or bring your problems to work, but there was a sense that we really, that just an occasional pat on the back, a little nurturing, went a long way. And that worked well for me. And I remember early on in my career somebody telling me, this very senior-level woman saying, I would never succeed. I was too nice for the business. And I thought, man, I just don't want to lose my humanity to succeed in a tough business. I don't think people need to do that. And I just couldn't do it anyway. I found it being, yeah.
So what do you mean by humanity? I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm having some dilemmas on about being humane and being business-like. In the business world, and I get stuck in being honest, and I'm very sincere about being honest. And I tried something the other day about being a little deceitful. It wasn't much deceitfulness, but I tried it. Why is it that you sometimes have to lose some of your integrity in the business world, and get stuck in? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's an interesting fine line. You don't want to. How do I put this?
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You can't always show all your cards in the business world. You've got to be strategic. You've got to be thoughtful. I'm not saying that you become an out-and-out liar, but there are certainly times you withhold information. You negotiate. You're not going to tell somebody else what your bottom line price is if, in fact, they're willing to give you something cheaper than you would have paid for it. That's all part of business. That's all part of being smart. But yes. When you have integrity and you're honorable in dealing with people and you're loyal to people, it's really the actions that you take over time that show. Everybody can make a mistake. Everybody can screw up. Everybody can tell a white lie and get busted for it. But, you know, back to your Charlie Sheen example, if he'd fallen off the wagon once and gotten back on, well, he did several times, and people forgave him and they were rooting for him and hoping for him. But when you continue to do that over years, patience wears out. Even a number one hit show finally, the network and the studio said, you know, we're pulling the plug for now. We'll see if they pull it for good. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they did. But that's when humanity becomes important. And I think in some corporations, especially some of the big, tough corporations and some businesses, people lose sight of the fact that we're dealing with human beings. And they may have a sick kid at home. They may have an aging parent. They may have a spouse who's out of work. You know, there are things that we need to look at. And just that little bit of compassion and consideration and loyalty can go a long way towards getting it back. And you can even look at it as simply a bottom line business strategy that if you're good to people, they're not going to cheat or steal from you. They're going to be good to you in return.
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry, Livia. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've tried that realm of life and tried to
be work. Nice.
I've tried that. I mean, it just to me, it's like you know, you can be my integrity that I have with myself. I'm gotten up in age. I'm not old by no means, but I've gotten up in age, and I've tried every gamut of being to people in a certain way. And everybody has their own personal agenda about life.
Yep.
And, you know, so I'm just trying to critique myself in order to go through the world without offending too many people, you know, if that makes sense.
Well, I don't think you can be foolish. I think you can be compassionate. Now, I'll give you an example. One thing I always tried to do in my corporate days was when somebody started a new business, a colleague that I had, and they'd go out on their own and, you know, start consulting or they'd open a PR agency, I always felt like I want to give people their first job or at least give them a shot the first time around. Also, another thing I always try to do is call people when they get fired, not just when they get hired, because that's when the phone stops ringing, when somebody gets laid off or fired. But I would hired several people for their very first gig on their own, and several of them I also fired. You know, if it didn't work out, they had to go. So it's not being blindly kind or nice to people. It's being giving people a shot, and if it doesn't work, you get rid of them, you tell them why. And the funny thing is I have maintained relationships with people I've fired for many years. So one just reminded me that I gave her first job and I fired her from her first job, and yet 20 years later we're still pals. So I do, and one thing that surprised me a lot was when somebody would come to me and ask me if I had to lay them off or fire them, and, you know, in 20 years, I hired and fired a lot of people. And sometimes it was just because we were downsizing and, you know, that kind of thing. That happens all the time. And if someone came to me and said, why? I want to know why. What did I not deliver? Or why was someone else more valuable than I was? I took that very seriously, and I thought someone who has the courage to ask for that feedback deserved an answer. So when I'm talking about humanity and compassion, it's not blindly, it's not believing that if you're nice to people, they're going to be nice to you. You know, you got to watch the cash register still. You can't be crazy. It was interesting. I was driving back from the gym this morning. I heard a piece on NPR about out here in Pasadena, they just had a group of parolees at a job fair, and the government was giving some tax credits to people who would hire parolees, and some were, you know, in for a year for a drug charge, another one for 20 years for robbery and gang activity. And I thought, man, that's taking a risk. Would I ever do that? That's an interesting thing. How far do you go with the risk taking and the compassion that you have? And those are the kinds of questions. But on a day-to-day level, I think it's finding that balance of being kind and respectful and giving people the benefit of the doubt, but it's the once bitten, you know, twice shy. That after that, after somebody takes advantage, then you got to have your radar up and be smart about it. Does that sort of make sense to you, Mr.
C? Yes, it does. And also, you have another bullet point. He says, you make an amazing promise right in the first chapter of You Unstuck. You say that you will personally coach anyone who follows your program faithfully and doesn't get a positive result. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if somebody reads, it's funny because people will buy self-help or personal improvement books. They'll buy them and, you know, put them on the shelf and just assume that somehow magically through osmosis that they'll become a better person. But in fact, they actually have to not just read the book, but take some new action. You can't just keep doing what you've been doing and expect life to magically change. Just like you can't will yourself to lose those 20 pounds, you got to do something about it. So I know that firsthand. So what I say in the very first chapter is, if buy the book, read the book if you follow the program, and it's pretty straightforward and simple, because now, you know, after the corporate world, I've been coaching people for 10 years now. I just passed my 10-year anniversary last fall.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I really know what works. I've done this long enough to see what will motivate people to change, what the obstacles are that life and that they themselves put in their way. And if they make some changes, they're going to get success. They're going to have some positive things happen in their life. And if they don't, pick up the phone and call me. Say, you heard me on Mr. Z or you read my book. And guess how many people have taken me up on that so far?
And probably, you know what? I'm going to laugh real quick. You know, I was giving away gym memberships for free, and I still have some. So anybody wants to call the radio, call the station, I still have some gold memberships for free. I'll get them. I'll mail them to you. Do you know one person took me up on it in a year?
Amazing.
One person. And hold on. It came with a trainer.
Oh, wow.
Free. It came with a personal trainer. Gold's Gym gave me about 50 of them. I think I still have about 30 of them left because I just start giving them away just to give them to people. Matter of fact, I think I have 100 altogether. And I said, you know, it was the first of the year last year, and I was working with Gold's Gym, and I'm a real gym buff myself. And I said, hey, let me get people to go to the gym on my dime. So I was like, you know what, no strings attached. Come with a personal trainer. Do you know it was like giving away donkey do?
Root canals, right. But, you know, and here's what people do. Here's what probably goes through their heads of the listeners. And these are what I call the limiting assumptions that you put between you and success. Oh, well, they're probably all gone by the time I call. Oh, well, there's probably some secret catch that he's not telling me about. Oh, you know, there's not a Gold's Gym near me. People will find any excuse to not take you up on this offer. And that's ridiculous, of course. You take that little chance of, hey, maybe there really are no strings attached. And, you know, that obviously you'll find out real quick if there are. Or maybe there are some of those free memberships and the trainer still available. Maybe there's a Gold's Gym somewhere near me. But we are so quick to do what I call the INR, the immediate negative response. And we've all done it. It's that immediate knee-jerk, not me. That's not for real. I'm not going to try that. That's too hard. Oh, somebody else has already failed at that. And we put all those excuses in front of change. And that's what really shuts people down. And that's what You Unstuck is all about. Let's move all that to the side. So anybody that's listening now, pick up the phone. Take him up on that. That's craziness. And that's exactly what I said in my book. Take me up on this or call me and tell me why it didn't work. And I will coach you through what you need to do. I've got a really simple process I call Clarify, Simplify, and Execute.
Okay, Libby, tell us how to get in touch with you and tell us a number to get in touch with you. Everything. I want everyone to get everything from you today. This is all your hour.
You want my phone to be ringing, huh? Okay,
yes.
I'll give you the office phone. It is 310-215-0222. And my website is Libby Gill. It's LibbyGill.com. Right on the contact page is all my info. You can just send me a form right through the contact page and tell me what you're looking for. And in fact, Mr. Z, if people sign up for my newsletter, I do all kinds of courses. A lot of them are for free. I've got one next week that's free for business owners. It's about the three big mistakes that you might be making with your website, and I'm going to fix them for you right on the phone next week. So just go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get all those announcements.
Oh, listen at you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. What do you mean by unstuck, Libby?
Unstuck. Well, think about where you get stuck. People are funny about this. Now, you know if you're stuck in some huge way, but sometimes there are more subtle things. I'll give you a list, Mr. Z, see if any of these fit you. You know what changes you need to make, but you're just not making them. I think we've all been there. Or you know what you want for your life, but you don't know how to get there. Or when you think about change, you just feel completely overwhelmed, and it makes you just shut down. Or here's another one. Your life is basically good, but maybe there's that one area that you just keep ignoring. Now, I find people often that will put all their energy into their work and completely ignore the fact that they really want to be in a relationship, but they're doing nothing about it. Or they'd love to lose some weight or get fit or feel good, but they just ignore that part of life because, you know, there's some other area of life where they get all their satisfaction. Or maybe you are living other people's life, other people's ideas of what you should do with your life instead of listening to your own voice. So all of those are different ways of being stuck. And, of course, you know, it's been a tough couple of years, the last few years. I see slow improvement out there. But there are a lot of people who have been shut down by losing a job, losing their 401k or their savings or their homes. And you got two ways to go with that. You can just crawl into a hole and stay there because, you know, you got dealt a bad blow. And it may have been not your fault at all. You can either crawl into that hole or you can decide, they're not going to get me down. I'm going to do something about it. And those are the people that decide, I'm going to take some action. I'm going to try some bigger, bolder risks maybe than I've ever taken in my life before, and I'm going to get back on track. It may take me a little while, but I'm not giving up.
Oh, okay. I definitely understand. Well, tell me this, Libby. You ever get unstuck, and once you get unstuck, it's like you just got out of that quagmire and you just step into something again and get you stuck, and it's almost like you're having no momentum at all?
Oh, that's interesting. Yes, of course. I think everybody does that. Now, the thing is, you may think you're getting stuck in something else, but often it's your own mindset that's going to, you're stuck in your finances, and then you get thrown into a problem at work, and then, oh, man, you get this, you know, relationship issue pops up. What you've really got to look at, here's what I take people through, and it's pretty simple. You first clarify the vision of what you want in your life, personal and professional life. And when I say clarify that vision, I don't mean just think, oh, you know, I want a great life, I want to make a lot of money. It's not that. It's spend some time with yourself, which most people are reluctant to do because, you know, then you've got to face yourself. But spend some time writing, thinking, what is that life? And just to make it a little bit more graspable, think, Mr. Z, where do you want to be exactly a year from today?
Truthfully, you want to know the truth?
My whole ambition
right now is to get syndicated and to bring this Clever Minds radio show to a whole new front where I'm on TV and I'm motivating people on a day-to-day basis, letting people understand you don't always have to – don't take us the wrong way. They have to buy all these self-help programs, all these stuff that comes on TV, spend $29.95 and get my course and then – hopefully you to be the next millionaire. I want people to understand it's everything's within yourself. That's why I want to be in the next year. I want to make sure people understand whatever you have, you want to obtain is already within you. I want to aspire people to see that. That's why I want to be within the next year. Is that
okay?
A bad?
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Now, yeah, you've got a very clear vision, and I agree with you. Even though I write self-help, you know, forget it. Don't buy it if you're not going to use it, if you're not going to do something, because it ultimately comes down to the beliefs that you have and the behaviors that you have, the actions that you take. And whatever unlocks it, you know, more power to you. If it's you yourself, great. If you can't do it on your own, find somebody to kick you in the rear end and help you. But first, you've got that vision. Okay, so you've got your vision. Now, it sounds pretty clear. You've got a pretty clear vision for yourself. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, and everybody listening, because you're already there, I think, but you really clarify that vision so it is big and bold and you can see it, whether that's you sitting there behind this huge radio console taking calls from across the country or the world, that you really see that vision. So you put that top of mind and you think about it all the time. You breathe life into it. And you really put it out in front of you. And then, of course, you can add the layers of what does that big vision do to your personal life? Are you living in the great big house of your dreams or some cozy little beach or desert house? Are you fit? Do you still having time for the gym or vacation or travel? In my case, it's making time for my kids. All of those things. So you really make this clear vision that you can see it and taste it and feel it. Okay, that's step one. You're there, right? You got that vision.
Right.
Okay, so the next step is to simplify the clearest, quickest, cleanest path to get there. And this is what trips people up. They think, well, I've got to do this first. Oh, I've got to go to school first, or I've got to finish this first, or I've got to get married first, or I've got to lose these 40 pounds first. I'm not interested in that. And funny your name. I always say, I want you to go from A to Z. So I want you to go from A to Mr. Z. What is the quickest, cleanest route to get there? And that may mean, do you need to meet that right person who can unlock some doors for you, who can help you skip a few grades? Do you need to get rid of some things that you're doing? What is it you need to bring into your life, and what is it you need to get rid of in your life? Does that make sense?
Well, here we go. Let's talk about that get rid of aspect.
Okay.
Getting unstuck, folks. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. I'm a firm believer of family. I love family. But sometimes family keeps you stuck. Do you agree with that?
Boy, that's the truth. Well, Mr. Z, my second book is about letting go of family baggage. So if any of your listeners are reading, I'll send them a copy. And
Can you send me a few copies of that book, too,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, I will. I will. Traveling Hopefully, it's called. Traveling Hopefully, How to Lose Your Family Baggage and Jumpstart Your Life. Because I came from one of those off-the-charts unhealthy families. But you got to figure that out sooner or later. And the here's my rule of thumb. There are people in life who are meant to liberate your dreams and help you get there, and people who are meant to limit your dreams, and it's like they're put on the planet to burst your bubble. You want to limit your access to the limiters of the world. Shut them out, or don't tell them what your big dreams are. And then the liberators, the people that believe in you, that want to help you get there, you share it all with them.
Okay, here we go, another bullet point here. Why do we get so excited about our goals and plans and then just drop off over time? They just drop off over time. Why is that?
You know, that's a brain thing. Our brains are used to, we like stimuli. We like new information. Think of it this way. If you drive to work the same way every single day, you kind of tune out. You know those days you just drive to the office or the studio and you ignore, you know you're stopping at the red lights, but you don't remember anything about the drive. Right? We just zone out because it's so familiar. But if you go a different way, completely different route, you don't know where you are, you're alert. You're looking at, you know, the sidewalks, the street signs, you're looking at what's around you because your brain has been signaled. It's a little bit back to your primitive brain watching out for danger. You are in unfamiliar territory. You're on high alert. Our brains, it's funny, realtors know that if they put you put a sign in the front yard, you get about 10-day shelf life. Because after that, anybody driving along, they don't see your sign anymore. It becomes wallpaper. Think about, you go to a website, the banner ads on the site, you tune them out. We're all tuning them out because we know the meat of it is in the middle of the site. It's not on the ads on the side of the page anymore. So our brains react to new stimulus. So you got to find some ways to trick yourself into this feeling of newness. And that's why with this idea of clarifying the vision, simplifying the plan, and then the final step is executing that plan, you got to find new ways to do it. For example, I'm not a gym nut like you. I do it because I want to stay thin. It's all about vanity, you know, and energy level. I want to be healthy, but I don't love it. I've never been an athlete. I've been a dancer. So I just go to my local Y. And I take whatever class is at the right time of day. I'll try kickboxing. I'll try Zumba dancing. I'll take yoga. I'll take Pilates. I'll take whatever it is because I have to mix it up. Otherwise, I'm bored to death. I don't want to do it.
Do you mind if I just jump in here for a second, Mr. Z?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the producer. Just wanted to let you know there is a lady by the name of Michelle online, too. I don't know if you want me to.
I'm going to have her come in at about 9:30. She's going to be my entertainment for the day while me and Libby take a little bit of a break. And I'll have her in momentarily. That's Michelle.
Like me to send you the information? I'm doing it via the online system, but did you want me to deliver it in a different manner?
Teach me. I don't know. That's all.
Okay, now, in your Skype box, you probably see your picture. But if you press the balloon, your picture will go up, and then you'll see typing below it.
Got it.
Okay, that typing below it is where you and I will interact. Do you see
that?
All
righty. That's all I need to know.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry interrupting, but we're going to get all this beautifully.
Well, I've got Libby on today. She's a professional, so I already know.
By the way, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. I'm going to let you get back to it.
Okay. Now, Libby, sorry to cut you off.
Tell me something. That's live radio. How fun. Everybody gets to hear it. Peek behind the scenes.
Tell me something here. How long should you give yourself on goals if you're not attaining them and you're stuck in them?
Well, it depends how big the goal is. Now, this goes to that execute the plan. So say, okay, here's your goal. In a year, you're going to be syndicated. You're going to be out there. You're going to be on TV. Everybody's going to know who Mr. Z is. They might even know your name, Mr. Z. Think about that. Ooh. So that's a pretty big goal. That's not like I'm going to sign up for a gym class and get myself there. You can do that in 24 hours. But you're talking about a year from now where you want to be. So start backing that out and figuring out what are the steps you need to take. And a great way to do this is just project yourself a year into the future and look backwards. So instead of figuring out, oh, my God, that's huge, how am I possibly going to get there, imagine you're there already and then look back at the steps that you had to take. then you can begin to break it down. I love three-month goals. I like to look at things on a quarterly basis. So I'll look at, what do I want to accomplish in the next 90 days? I want to sell 500 books. Okay, I want to sell 500 books. Now, how am I going to do that? And then I've got to list all the different ways I can do that. And so for a big goal like I'm getting syndicated, yeah, a year sounds right. It could happen sooner, but a year sounds pretty good. I wouldn't give it up in less than a year. But if your goal is to do something much more modest, that's why I always have somebody pick something, and I'll have you do this right now. Pick something that you can accomplish in the next 24 hours that's going to move you towards that big goal.
Put my shoes on.
Put your shoes on? Let's set the bar just a tad higher, Mr. Z.
I'm this stupid. I'm just joking. No, truthfully, though, you know what I'm going to start doing more and more, Libby, is I'm going to do more social media.
Okay.
And now I'm glad I brought that up. I'm going to bring on my social person right now, and we're going to take a break from us and give a little entertainment. But, Libby, when I come back, I would really truly like for you to really give me some insight on how my guests can learn from everything you got to teach us out of this book and your other book with the baggage. How about that? That
sounds good.
You stay with
me?
All right, hold on. All righty, now we're gonna have Michelle Tompkins come up here. She is with Gossiping Heifers. And she's going to be very entertaining for us today, folks. I met this lady online, and she's from Houston, Texas. And Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, Libby?
Hey, how you doing today? Libby's online with us, too.
So, I've literally been listening to the informative information.
So what you got going on for us today in the world, my lady? Tell us.
Another day of gossip, I promise you. We have just finished episode 75 of the Gossiping Heifers, and we are also going to go live tonight with Chandra Freeman, who is the co-host of Man and Wife TV for those of our internet junkies, and you know of Fat Man Scoop of Hot 97, talking to them tonight. But as far as entertainment news, we've got some serious stuff going on here. Now, you know, Sony is pulling no stops because of this Michael Jackson release they have. Now, Michael's no longer with us. So instead of trying to do anything animated, the company's actually asking fans to be in the music video. I'm trying to see how they're going to pull that off.
Say that again?
I'm trying to see how they're going to pull it off because they're asking fans to send in videos of themselves performing as Michael Jackson, and I'm assuming
right.
that Sony's going to use some of this footage to incorporate the behind the mask video they're doing for this last release that Michael Jackson did. So that's going to be
okay.
interesting.
You're coming in a little muffled. Did you call in line on a cell phone, or are you calling on a landline, my lady?
Should I call in on? I'm on my cell phone. Should I call in on a landline?
Yeah, call back in on a landline for me because you're breaking up, and I want to be able to hear exactly what you're talking about because
well,
I have you on here for me.
I've got my handset ready, so I'm calling you on my landline right now.
Okay, so call in and hang up that so we can get back to you. So, you know. Is my producer still with me?
I'm with you, Mr. Z. I think you need to sing for a minute here.
Hey. So Libby, till she gets back,
yeah.
Tell me let's go back to what I was really talking about here, the getting unstuck, mastering the rules of risk taking and working in life is what your book about. What should you put first, your life or work?
I take a really holistic approach. I think it's both, but I think she's back with you.
Is she back, Michelle? Nope,
oh.
She's not.
Maybe not.
She's not bad.
So it's really, not. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. To me, as a coach, because, you know, I do a lot of business coaching, people come to me, I would say 99% of people come to me, it's about their business, it's about their careers. But I can't look at their business in isolation because your health is important, your family, your resources, your money, all of that comes into it. So I think it's it's just folly to think that you can separate one out. They're all interconnected, and it's really important to factor in the reality, the kind of the what is of your life. I've worked with people. I had a client who had epilepsy, and, you know, you couldn't ignore that. That was a real factor in her day-to-day life and in her work, so you just had to figure out how to work with it. And it's the people that ignore those and think, well, I'm just going to look at my work. I don't care about anything else. That doesn't make any sense. So if that answers your question, I think you got to figure out what's important to you, and it's in looking at that big vision of your life, whether that is the critical factor or not. If work is the most important thing, that's okay. It's up to you.
All right. She's back. Let's see if we can get her back on air and give her a time slot here and get her to sit. Michelle, you there?
I'm here.
All righty. You sound a little bit better now. You
okay,
landline?
Good. I will be. Make sure I use the landline from this day forward.
I appreciate that. Now, can you start off from the beginning what you were talking about? So, because you're important and Libby's important too, and this is my entertainment aspect of the show. And tell us who you are again, please.
Well, my name is Michelle. I am one of the co-hosts of Gossip and Heifers. We broadcast every week live from Houston. We have our video podcast as well as our weekly radio show where we have from time to time special guests, and we air on Monday and Tuesday nights. Tonight we're going to be talking with Shonda Freeman of Man and Wife TV. If you are familiar with Hype Man, Fat Man Scoop of Hot 97 in New York, that is his wife we're talking to, and she's going to be talking about relationships and some other stuff. And we also have episode 75 that is finally available after a week delay. We had technical difficulties last week, so we're back up and running. But we got some new news for you.
Go ahead. What do you have for me today?
Okay. Everybody has been really going on about the last Michael Jackson project that Sony has released. Well, Sony's not giving up their promotion on this album because they're getting ready to shoot a video for the song called Behind the Mask. Now, Michael's no longer with us. So they're launching a project now that lets fans upload and edit their own video clips, and the best ones will be used for this music video. It's open to all ages. So I'm kind of curious on how they're going to combine all this fan footage and to make it into a real respectable production for Michael Jackson. So that's going to be kind of interesting. Also, we've got entertainment news. Lil Wayne, now you know he had some strict probation that he had to deal with once he got released. Well, his entourage were recently stopped and searched for federal agents in Miami. Now, Weezy has been drug and alcohol free since his release. And after a random search and testing, he is still clean as a whistle. So I definitely give thumbs up to Lil Wayne because a lot of people think that he couldn't do it and he was going to go back to jail by this time. But he is clean. He's keeping his probation terms. So we don't have to worry about Lil Weezy going out no time soon. Chris Brown, he's got a new look. And I'm wondering, because this is interesting to me. Now, last week, if you didn't know, there were some newly released photographs of Rihanna on the night that she was assaulted by Chris Brown that were never seen before. So it was convenient because he just had his restraining order from Rihanna modified. And then it's like a slap in the face because, well, you know what, public? We didn't humiliate him enough with these last pictures. Here's some more pictures that Media Takeout released. So Chris really isn't feeling it. He thinks it's really inconvenient, and maybe it might have been on purpose that these new photographs were published right before, you know, the restraining order was modified and his new album is about to drop. But he went ahead, and I guess he's trying to take the attention off that because he's now a blonde.
Oh,
he has
really?
Dyed his hair blonde.
You get anything about Charlie Sheen? I was talking to Libby about some of the stuff. Libby Gill, she deal with entertainment people consistently, and that's why I thought it'd be a nice mix to have you on today. You heard anything about Charlie Sheen or anything? You able to come across anything with his trials and tribulations, him being stuck in life
Charlie
right now?
Charlie Sheen, I promise, as talented an actor as he is, he's got more trouble going for himself right about now. Of course, you know, CBS stopped production of 2 and a Half Men, and Charlie Sheen has been on an interview rampage saying that he's pretty much going to sue them, so I'm not sure if he has a contract with CBS or not for that, you know, lawsuit to be actual something he can proceed with. But he is doing interviews. He's even doing drug tests on television. And we don't know the results of the drug tests, but there is video floating around online of him taking these drug tests, saying he's clean. but that he's going to sue CBS because he was disappointed of them pulling out the production like that. And pretty much he's been ranting about how he is the show. So
I'm not going to lie about it. I think he is the show. Sometimes we have to know our place because the people that feed you, you really got to be very careful how are you going your tirades. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, your tirades, and then, like I said, sometimes, not all celebrities, but just some, Charlie Sheen being a prime example, even though you are the highlight of that particular show, does not mean that production will stop if you don't get your act together. And this is kind of a slap on the wrist for Charlie, along with a lot of other celebrities like Lindsay Lohan. She's in this mess now with the stolen necklace, and I think the public in general is tired of Lindsay Lohan. Definitely she needs to go ahead and serve some time because she's been getting away with this for years, and it doesn't really set a good example for not only her fans but just youth in general, that you can pretty much do what you want and don't have to suffer any consequences. And I think that's the same situation with Charlie Sheen.
Now, tell us who you are, and here on the Cleverer Minds Radio Show, we turn a negative into a positive. And with the Gossiping Heifers, all this negativity you hear, some of the rumors we have, I'm going to let you know what I think about all that stuff. People, take a good look at your lives. Direct yourself on the path you need to go by and see the mistakes other people's making and get yourself on the right path so you don't have to be in the limelight in a negative aspect. Tell us how I get in touch with you and tell us who you are again, Michelle.
Well, this is Michelle. I am one of the hosts of the Gossiping Heifers. My other half, my sister Rochelle, is out and about right now, but we host a video show every week called the Project Podcast with the Gossiping Heifers. If you want to see everything that we do, just go to gossipingheifers.nig.com. You'll see our show. You'll hear our radio broadcast, along with all of our blogs that we try to keep fresh daily on news. Pretty much anything on the blog goes. It doesn't just stick to entertainment, but that's our primary focus.
Well, I'm all about social media because sometimes we get inundated too much, and I like little clips of stuff, so I don't have to sit back and watch too much. Michelle, I appreciate it. Anything you want to tell me before I let you go today that you haven't quite covered on my little entertainment segment today?
Hey, just all I want to say is, like I said, just keep it locked in with the Gossiping Heifers. Of course, Mr. Z is going to get you in a more positive state of mind after you deal with a little messiness with the Gossiping Heifers, but we try to keep it positive as well, and we appreciate the opportunity, and we will definitely see you next week.
Okay, we'll see you next Monday at 11:30 Central Time and 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, Michelle, I appreciate you. And Facebook us out and everything, okay? All right?
Oh, yeah, Facebook, you can find us everywhere. So all you got to do is type in either Gossiping Heifers or the Project Podcast. We will come up.
All righty, then. Thank you again, Michelle, and I will talk to you real soon. You have a great day, all right? Hello there, Ms. Libby Gill.
Hello, Mr. Z.
What's happening with you, girl?
Well, I think there's something that I'd like to do for you and your listeners. If you're willing to take a little test on air, you're a pretty risk-taking kind of guy. You ready
for it?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that question of what's the most important thing. Is it your work? Is it your life? I think it's really up to the individual to answer. But what I want to do, and this is something out of You Unstuck, and it's also on my website on LibbyGill.com under the Resources button, so anybody can download this exercise. But I want you to take a little success and satisfaction self-assessment so you can see. You don't have to share it unless you want to, but that's what you do, so I figured you would. Is take this success and satisfaction assessment, and I'm going to ask you 10 different areas of life and have you rate yourself on 1 to 10, just how well each area is working. And for anybody listening along, you can just write this down or just listen if you're driving or whatever. And just think about each area of your life, not in terms of is it perfect or is it a fantasy, but just the reality of are you happy with your stage of where you are right now. You ready to do that?
Yeah, let's make it easy for me because sometimes I don't like tests. I'm just teasing.
You
go
don't
ahead.
Have
what
to
do
say
got?
It, but here's what you think about. First of all, your career. Just consider where you are in your career today. Is it a 1, meaning it's not working at all, a 10, it's great, or maybe it's, I don't give 10s, I just like to think you can always expand and go higher, but maybe it's a 7 or an 8, which is great. You're enjoying where you are, but you recognize there's still growth for you. So that's the first area. Next would be finances. And anybody listening, think about that 1 to 10. finances is not just, you know, how much money you got in the bank, although, of course, that's part of it. It is your access to information, your own kind of emotional health around money, your relationship with money. Think about where you are on that scale of 1 to 10 and write that down. Next would be your health and your self-care. Are you going to the gym? Are you watching what you eat? Do you sleep at night? Are you up on all your doctor's appointments? Just how well do you take care of yourself? So, again, think about that 1 to 10. And I'll tell you, when I started doing this across the country with corporations, I was shocked that that was so low. So many people were so stressed out and working so hard they were ignoring their health. It was routinely I would hear ones and twos and zeros and threes, and it was kind of a shocker for me at first. And next is your relationships with family. Not were you born into the perfect family, because most of us weren't, but have you healed what you need to? Do you feel satisfied with the amount of time you spend, whether that's a little or a lot? Are you managing family relationships appropriately? Next is your relationships with friends. And again, it's on that 1 to 10. How satisfied are you? How much time do you put aside for friendships? Is it important to you? And again, if it's not that important, if you've got one or two friends and you're perfectly happy with that, it's not the quantity of friends necessarily, it's your own satisfaction level. Next is significant other. Do you have, and again, it's not am I single or am I married, it's simply are you satisfied with your status, with where you are? And this is one of those that I think this one can change minute to minute depending on where you are with your partner. But, you know, you can be very happily single and you can be very unhappily in a partnership. So it's what's right for you. Next is your sense of purpose, and some people define this as spirituality or connection to, you know, faith, God, the universe, whatever that means to you. Do you feel like you're living your purpose? The next category would be personal growth, which is sort of related, but it's more about are you evolving? Are you growing? Are you learning as a person? Do you go to seminars? Do you learn new things? Are you reading? Are you doing whatever you need to do to take your own sense of growth to the next level? Another category that I found shockingly low in most of the corporations I dealt with is fun and recreation. Do you put time aside for fun? Do you have a good time? Is that important to you, a sense of whether that's adventure or travel or hanging out with friends or going to movies? Think about those things you love to do as a kid or a young adult. Are you still doing them? And give yourself a rating on that 1 to 10 scale. And finally, the last one is your living space, your physical environment. Are you satisfied with your home, your office, the space where you spend a lot of time? And for some people, this one doesn't matter too much, and that's okay. For other people, it matters deeply, and for some people, they just don't even think about it, but it can be a real source of stress. Like a couple I worked with who worked together, they had a little marketing company, and their office was at home. It was the second floor of their house. And they'd been under construction for 2.5 years. And it was only when I asked them this question that they realized that was about a 2 or a 3 on their 1 to 10 scale. It was driving them crazy. So we kind of shut down everything and made that a priority. So the goal of this is to really look at where you've got some low numbers, where you've got some high numbers. And first of all, congratulate yourself for the high numbers because that's the stuff that's working. And then look at those low numbers and decide where are you going to put that sense of urgency? Where are you going to, if you've got a couple of ones or twos, which is the one that really jumps out at you? And for that one, what I suggest you do is take that idea of that one-year vision we were talking about and just put that on a smaller scale, and within a month, maybe within a week, depending on what your goal is, take some action, accomplish that goal, bite off that first step. And that's how you begin to continue to move towards creating this vision, getting and staying unstuck. That makes sense, Mr. Z?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to be honest with you. My ratings, I'm going to be very honest with people right now. My ratings, my relationship-wise, I've dealt with a lot of negative people in my life, and I put that down to almost about a 3. I'm going to be very honest with you. With my friends, I've had to critique that a great deal. I put that at about another 4. Career-wise, I'm working on it. I think I'm going to put that with some strong dynamics. I'm going to put that at about a 6 because I need to really work harder on that. And a few other things, I'm quite haven't judged myself on them yet or tested myself or rated myself yet, but I'm getting it. And I'm a very honest person about things. I need to work on more my family a little bit more. And I hate to put it that way.
my family has derailed me in some of my success in life, but I'm trying to figure out a positive way to, in order to handle it so that they don't derail me anymore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. And I think we are responsible for managing relationships with family. If your family's negative or destructive, then you got to manage that. You know, I've got a big family, and I have great relationships with most. A couple people are a little bit more distant, and that's okay. That's okay. I've accepted it, and I'll say my, you know, happy holidays at the appropriate times. And other than that, I don't expect it to be anything more than it is. And that's Libby, part of being mature and realistic.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Tell us who you are and how to get in touch with you and why you're on the show today.
You shifted into that voice, Mr. Z. I'm Libby Gill. I'm a business coach and a brand strategist and an author, of course. And you can reach me at Libby@LibbyGill.com or just go to my website. The best way to stay in touch is sign up for my newsletter. I do not inundate people and I don't spam. But I give all kinds of freebies, and I've got a webinar next week that's going to be really great about how to get your website looking like a wow website instead of a wimpy one, and that's all.
Do you charge for that?
No charge for that.
You really? It's free?
That's a free one. It's a great program.
Can I take it?
Of course.
I need some help. I've been doing my own webpage. You know what I did, Libby? Mm-hmm. Don't laugh at me. I got stuck in a rut and I wasn't doing my webpage like I wanted to. I pushed the wrong button and took everything off my webpage.
Oops. That's where a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, Mr. Z.
So now I'm working on it slowly but surely. Why you say that? I'm glad you said that. Do you think we should hire a professional to do our webpage? With the technology today, are we able to just create it on our own? What do you think about that?
It's a combination of the two. I mean, first of all, you got to assess your skills. Sometimes it's not a good use of your time to be doing things that other people can do much better and much faster. And I'm a believer in outsourcing. I don't think if there are things you don't do well, or you are better, if your time is better spent elsewhere, that's where you should be focusing. You got to be doing high-value activities. And if you can find a great web person, and I got all kinds of tips for how you find great people, I think you should outsource.
So, Libby, how about this then? I'm gonna hold you to something. I'm doing a branding show about branding and social media things and web. I'd like to have you on as a contributing factor on one of those shows. Would you be willing to do that for me?
I would be happy to. That's my day job. You know, I do a lot of coaching and a lot of writing, but a lot of my work is around brand strategy. In fact, people can go to my website. They'll get a bunch of tools. In fact, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get an e-book that I wrote called The 10 Stupid Things People Do to Mess Up Their Websites. Sounds like that might be useful to you.
Hey, why you want to call me out like that?
You said it, not me.
You just called me, absolutely.
I'd be happy to.
I have a thing that says, does she know anyone that knows Duprell software, DRU DePaul software? You heard of that?
I don't know that.
Sissy, does, let me see, for web development. So it's I got my glasses. DRUPAL software.
Drupal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know Drupal. I don't use it. I mostly use WordPress. But yeah, Drupal's fine. It's pretty hefty. I mean, it does a lot of stuff, and a lot of small business people won't need that much firepower. But I like WordPress because it's simple. It's really easy to manage. It's searchable, and there are so many people that know how to use it. You can always find that great virtual assistant or college graduate kid to work your website for you.
I'm a novice. What the heck is you, so? The producer just emailed me. What is that anyway? Tell me about that real quick.
Websites are built on a platform of some kind. It's kind of like the foundation of the house. So Drupal is a web platform, and it's got a certain kind of content management system where you get into the back end of it and work and load the content and build the site. WordPress just happens to be a different kind. And it was created for blogs, and it started out as a blog software so that you could create your own blog. So it was pretty simple and straightforward. It's gotten a little fancier. And if you go to my website, you go to LibbyGill.com, that is built on a WordPress platform. It is not a blog. It's a full website. It's got video, audio, all kinds of downloads, and that just happens to be built on a WordPress platform. Now, I had a designer, my web designer, I've got a whole web team, so they built that for me, but we can actually update it in-house. So if it's not too tricky, I can do it myself. I usually don't because I'm doing other stuff, but that's just a different kind of platform. There are a lot of them. There are a lot of different kinds you can build on.
How much does it cost or something like that?
WordPress is a free platform. Ta-da. It's completely free. What it will, if you decide you want to do what's called a plugin or a custom plugin, you want to add something to the site that makes it a little jazzier, a little more complex, it'll do more things for you, you might pay $100 for a certain kind of plugin. And that's tricky enough, unless you're really good at it, that you might want somebody to set that up for you. For example, I've got plugins that manage the video and some of the other things that I do on my site. But once it's set up, then anybody that knows WordPress can manage it.
Okay, I'm going to do some trade-offs with you then. I'm going to need some help from you. So if you give me some help, can I get you on the show more and more and plug who you are and get people to come your way and you give me some help? How does that sound?
Oh, twist my arm right in front of your audience, Mr. Z. That's like your kid asking, you know, if my buddy can come over and spend the night right in front of the parents. Of course I can. I'd be happy to help you. In fact, we'll do a makeover and just, you know, it'll be like when I guess it was Barbara Walters got her facelift on the air. We'll do your makeover right in front of all your people.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hold you that, and I'm going to hold you that today. So here we go. I talked to the producer, and he emailed me, and he said I have a little bit more allotted time. So I would like to sit back for a minute, Libby, and I would like for you to take over the show for 5 minutes. It is now 9:56. Can you inundate us with as much information as you would like for a moment, please?
Sure. You want me to talk about websites, or what do you want to talk about?
No. This is your
Anything.
Show.
Okay.
Right now,
I promised you
that I would give you the whole hour, and I got a little bit more time. So
Okay. Whatever
you want to cover in this content, feel free. Whatever you want to cover, I don't care. It's all up to you. My dime is free.
All righty. Here's what I want to talk about. We've been talking about how you create that you clarify a vision for your life, you simplify the most direct path to reaching it, and then the last part we didn't really talk about is how you execute that plan, how you stick to that plan for the long haul. And that is the hardest part for most people. So I want to talk about something that I wrote about in You Unstuck. And by the way, since Mr. Z's given me the show, I'll just tell you, you can go to Amazon.com and buy my book right now, or go to LibbyGill.com and I'll sign it and send it to you. But I want to talk about something I call the Kaizen concept. And Kaizen is a word that evolved after, it's a term actually, it's not actually a word. It's Japanese. It came after World War II when after Japan had been really decimated both, you know, physically and economically, and the country was in a rebuilding phase. And Kaizen, this idea of Kaizen, or incremental improvement, ongoing continuous improvement involved, and it means, Kai means change, and Zen is like we use the word Zen, good. So you put that together, Kaizen, and it means change for the good. And what would happen on the factory floors with assembly lines or in offices, the idea evolved that it is incumbent upon you always to be changing for the good, incremental growth all the time, that you never stop, that, yes, you take the big, bold leaps, like Mr. Z is talking about going from where he is today on his first radio show to being syndicated and on television within a year. That's a big leap. Even in a year, that's a big leap. But meantime, you take those little baby steps for incremental growth, because just imagine if you were to have 1% or 5% improvement every single day of your life, then in one area, pick an area, either it's your finances or your work or your relationships, if you're constantly looking at ways to improve, just imagine where you're going to be at the end of that time, at the end of the year, or at the end of a decade, or the end of your life, what that improvement will stack up to be. Now, it requires that you're challenging yourself and always saying, am I moving forward? Am I moving in the right direction? Is that a move for improvement, or am I backsliding? You've got to do that. And one way you can do that is take that risk that we were talking about. Take that little risk that you took from the self-assessment. Maybe you said, oh, gee, I got to get my finances in shape. Okay, now, I want you to take that idea of I'm going to get my finances in shape, which is pretty fuzzy, and now make a list of everything that's going to move you towards that. And then make another list of everything that's going to keep you from doing that. And what you've got to do now is be mindful of the things that are going to keep you from doing that, like, you know, your family's going to get involved or somebody's going to convince you to spend a lot of money on something you can't afford. Whatever those negative things are, you've got to be very well aware. You've got to anticipate those things. And at the same time, the list of things that you said are going to move me towards that goal, you know, getting my finances together. Maybe it's calling a financial planner, working with an accountant, sitting down, pulling all your financial documents together. All of those things, and maybe you'll have 5 or 10 or 20 things on your list, you start moving towards them and put them in an order. This, I call this the escalating risk hierarchy of the easiest, the little tiniest risk that you can take all the way up to the most challenging. And as you begin to work your way up that hierarchy, you'll start moving towards getting those finances done. And it looks like we're at the hour, Mr. Z. I can keep going forever.
I have a little more time. Okay. I'll give you a little more time. That's why I wanted you to cover as much as you wanted to today. It's my first show. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z, where we turn a negative into a positive. You'll be able to catch me here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I have the author, Libby Gill, on, and she's giving some great insight. And I'm going to have her on again. So, Libby, finish up. He's going to text me when I have him about up. He gave me about 10 more minutes out of the hour. So, go ahead.
Okay. So that's what you do. So, for example, using Mr. Z's example of getting syndicated, that's a big, bold statement. So what would you need to do on that risk hierarchy? Meet some big players, work with some people who are really going to get you on track, or like he said, a smaller goal, get my website together. And that might be the first thing he would do to really get his website together. And to get that on track. And another one he mentioned, it's not like you can't work on 2 goals at once. I don't recommend that anybody take those 10 areas of life and work on everything at the same time. But you'd mentioned your family, Mr. Z, that there were some things you wanted to clean up or fix up or cut out or whatever you need to do. You got to take that sort of abstract concept and bring that down to earth. What does it mean? I'm going to call my brother once a week, or I'm going to, you know, write so-and-so every so often, or I'm going to not go on that family vacation because it's just too painful or too derailing. You've got to make those decisions, not in the moment when you're thrown in with a lot of emotion, but away from that so you can really think about, you know, what's right for you and what hits that big picture vision? What's going to move you towards that vision? And then as you begin to clarify those and make those smaller goals out of the big picture vision, again, you list them in that order of easiest to most difficult, and you start working towards them. And that's what that whole concept of Kaizen is, continuous improvement, incremental improvement. And when I talk to people about their brands and how they work on the brands for their business, it's the same concept. Incremental brand improvement. How do you make those changes, whether it's working on your social media, like Mr. Z said, whether it's getting that great core message on your website, whether it's fixing all that stuff that you've let go for way too long, it doesn't work. But whatever that is, you can go to my website now and just sign up for my newsletter. You'll get a newsletter today to tell you how to be on that free webinar next week. It's on the 9th. It's at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and we're going to go through the 3 biggest mistakes that you could be making right now with your website, and we're going to fix them right on the spot. So you'll get lots of good information. It's not going to cost you a penny.
Ooh, hear that? I'm glad. That's See, here we go, folks. I'm gonna say something what Libby said, and I'm guilty of this as well too. Sometimes we try to save a dime, and saving that dime costs us $100 because we're trying to do stuff ourselves. She said a great thing, outsource things. Get you unstuck in things in life you don't need to be stuck in. Do you agree with that, Libby?
I absolutely do. And I'll tell you, once you discover that, and here's what I hear from most people, entrepreneurs and small business owners, oh, I can't afford an assistant because, you know, the cash flow is not there or this isn't there. But I contend, and I've seen it happen over and over again, you outsource those areas and you free yourself up to do the high-value stuff, then suddenly you start to generate the cash, you start to make things work, and you can do it in small increments. For somebody who says, my office is a mess, but I really need to be out in the field selling, but I can't because, you know, I don't have my leads together or my contacts are a mess, you hire somebody for $10 an hour for 10 hours a week. You see what that does to free you up and get you out there doing what you need to be doing, and pretty soon you're going to have a full-time employee there. Or, you know, I don't mean you have to have an employee necessarily. You can have freelance, project-based, whatever you want to do. But the concept is the same. Free yourself up to do what only you can do. If it's, if someone else can do it, someone else can book your travel or book your guests or do whatever else needs to happen, then let them do it, and you focus on what you need to be doing. Everybody should be doing about 80% on their core area and 20% of that, you know, other kind of administrative or whatever stuff.
Yeah, no. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z. This has been my featured show here on BBS Radio. You can catch me on 1230 AM KLAV, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm on there every Sunday morning from 6:30 to 7:30, where I do an inspirational show, motivational and business show. And I'm on the internet here on BBS Radio. And I'm on the show on Tuesdays on KLAV, all talk radio as well. You can go to my webpage at cleverminds1.com. www.clevermindsone, that's the number one, .com. And I'm going to be placing some links to Libby today, and she's going to email me after the show. So anybody who wants to have links to Libby, let me know and just go to my webpage and you just click on her, and I'll have her as one of my featured guests on my show. And she's going to help me get my webpage up to a dynamic and running facility. Because, Libby, tell me this. Don't you think webpages are a working business?
Are what? Are part of your business?
Or no, yeah, aren't web pages working businesses that people need to realize you have to really take importance?
Oh, you have to have one. I believe that your website, other than you yourself as the living, breathing element of your brand, your website is the next most important thing. It says, I mean, everybody's going to go to your website. Even my dry cleaner has a website. You must have one for, and you've got to tell a story. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you the three things you must have. You've got to listen to my webinar, and you'll get those three things crystal clear. But I tell you, it will change your website dramatically. And it's not anything technically. It's not anything difficult. But
When is your webinar?
The webinar is March 9th, and it's at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. And if you sign up, I'm just putting all the information up today. I should have planned ahead for you, Mr. Z. But if you sign up for my email, I mean for my newsletter at LibbyGill.com, you'll see it on the right-hand side, right under Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil said Libby Gill is one of those people who gets it. And you'll see his face. You'll see the two of us together. And then underneath that on my homepage is my sign-up for my newsletter. If you sign up for that, you get 10 stupid things that people do to mess up their websites, ebook, and then we'll send you the information about the webinar.
What time is that? 1 p.m. Pacific time or Eastern time or Central time?
1 p.m. Pacific time on March 9th. But we'll send you the registration and the link and everything today. Just sign up for my newsletter.
Okay, folks, what I'm going to do today, I'm going to talk a little bit later. I'm going to put it on my webpage, and it's a work in progress, and Libby's going to help me with this as well. And then I'm going to have Libby on again before March 9th for her webinar. And that way we're going to pub it as much as possible for her. And that way everyone can get a benefit from this. And she said it's free. You said it's free?
I did say it's free. It's absolutely free. I'll send you all the information today.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. So we're going to be getting out of here in just a few moments. And we've had Libby Gill on today, the author of You Unstuck. She's been so gracious to be my first guest on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on BBSRadio.com. I am Mr. Z. I am a motivational speaker. Here's what it is about me. I cannot prescribe any medicine or any type of clinical advice. All I can prescribe to you is a smile and a song in your heart. Libby, in closing, what would you like to let me know today?
That sounds good. I like that song in the heart. So what song would you prescribe for me? I know you can't prescribe anything clinical, but what song would you be prescribing that I could think about through the day, Mr.
Here's the song that I prescribe to everybody, and maybe you can understand this. There's a song in your life that you hear. Every time you hear it, it makes you smile, no matter what mood you're in. That's the song I prescribe you listen to on a day-to-day basis sometimes within your heart. Does that make sense, Libby?
It sure does. Okay, I'm going to be thinking about that. I'll come back to you with my song.
Well, that's your song, and Elton John calls one to your song. But to me, if I have music in my heart, no matter what mood I'm in, Certain songs just makes me feel good, and that's what I do in my life. The journey in life is not always meant to be rosy, but it is meant to be a journey, and a journey does take you down the path of enlightenment. This has been Mr. Z on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on BBS Radio. Libby, will I see you soon, I hope?
You bet. Good luck with the show, Mr. Z. I'll be talking to you.
Did you enjoy yourself today?
Absolutely. Always enjoy my time with you.
Hope to see you soon. Tell us how to get in touch before we let you go, please.
Just go to LibbyGill.com, sign up for that newsletter, or send me an email. You can just go right to the contact page, and we'll be in touch with you, anybody that signs up.
And we will have Libby Gill on again. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on BBS Radio Show. I'll see you when I see you. I'm back, people. Bye, Libby.